This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day Health and Wellness Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536, out of the gate with your calls, comments, concerns, questions about your health and well-being, and that certainly encompasses the current situation with Ebola, what we're being told, what we aren't being told. So if you have questions, Ken has studied all of this information all week long, 888-553-7536. That pretty much is all that people are talking about with regard to the news. Ken usually goes through all of the medical news for the week as we get started here and weaves it into the context of the program. Questions from you on the air at 888-553-7536. Today maybe observations from you as well about the situation, the political situation, the medical situation. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug at dougsteffen.com. Doug Steffen, George, and Ralph and friendlies all over the place who would like to be on the air, help yourself to 888-55 Dr. Ken. It is an emotional time. The White House Press Secretary Josh Ernst said, quote, what we were looking for was not an Ebola expert, rather an implementation expert. A lot of criticism from lawmakers over the president's appointment of Ron Klain as the Ebola czar. So the press secretary defended the decision instead of focusing on this thing. This is my 2 cents worth, and putting somebody in charge who really knows what's going on. They put another BS artist in. And so whether he's supposed to focus 100% of his time on coordinating the government response, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This guy is a lawyer. I guess he has some medical background, though, Ken, right?
No, he's a lawyer and a politician. Yeah. No medical background, no public health background.
Right. It's another example of just really poor people on both sides now, just, you know, politically are just fed up. It's so obvious what's going on. People are just swimming against the tide and they're drowning. And so when you hear empty words like the president believes that if we're going to protect the American people, the best way to do it is to ensure that individuals seeking into this country are going through the proper channels, that has nothing to do with the Ebola, the medicine that's needed or the treatment facilities that are needed. All this guy is a traffic cop, it would appear. So I've already given you my 2 cents worth. Ken's going to go on into this in some detail. You're very emotional this morning. I can hear it in your voice as we've chatted before we went on the air. You don't get very emotional. The question comes on not on the appointment of this guy, which is a secondary political consequence, but what really is going on, what we're being told and what we aren't being told, Ken.
Yes, hi, Doug. It's very distressing. I want to believe and be proud of my administration. I want to defend the institutions that are there to make America great. But I'm really struggling to do that. You know, I'm a medical scientist. I deal in fact. And I try not to be emotional about this at all. And I look at the facts, and they're just very distressing. This is not what I want. And I don't want to get political, but I am a physician who took an oath to protect patients. I deal in truth. I demand people who work around me to be truthful. When they're not, they don't work with me. And you know me for on the air for 20 years. I live the truth. And this is what is so distressing. And President Obama assured the American public, Doug, that our country's Ebola risk was extremely low. Even even after a federal government-funded study quietly found a nearly 25% chance of Ebola reaching America in September of 2014. The Defense Threat Reduction Agency and the federal government's Models of Infectious Disease Agency, they co-funded a September 2nd analysis on the threat of Ebola spread to countries including the United States. Well, Israel's Arutz Shiva reported, this is the Israel National News, they just reported that this analysis was circulated among federal government officials prior to its September 2nd publication date. The analysis actually found a nearly 25% probability of Ebola virus disease case importation to the United States within 3 to 6 weeks. Nevertheless, President Obama falsely said on September 16th that experts, and this is a quote, across our government, unquote, agree that America's Ebola vulnerability was extremely low. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, also repeatedly assured the American people that the Ebola risk was low even after the alarming government study was completed. First and foremost, I want the American people to know that our experts here at the CDC and across our government agree that the chances of an Ebola outbreak here in the United States are extremely low, President Obama said to the American public. Well, Liberian visitor Thomas Eric Duncan's arrival in Dallas on September 20th validated the study's findings within 2 days to spare.
Okay, so the essence of what we need to know in terms of the truth, whether it is the truth or not the truth, this fellow Ron Klain, what his story is and what it isn't, are we going to have a problem or are we not? Do we risk scaring everybody for no good reason? If there isn't a problem, if there is a problem, are we not going to be prepared and it's going to raise hell with us? You know, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. What I'm wondering about is what sort of behind the scenes is going on to expedite some sort of drug or some sort of vaccine that would be used to prevent this. And that seems to me, I would, if I were the president, I'd want to make sure that was our number one priority in spending all of this damn money on, it's okay to help. I think we've sent the aid people over there, the aid, when I say aid, I'm talking about Agency for International Development, which is part of the Secretary of State's office. It's foreign aid. Put up these buildings so that they can deal with the soldiers that are putting all of these buildings up to bring people in for treatment, to help in that way in any way we can. The reason that we don't have a complete travel ban is beyond me. People, the international community is just cordoning off all these countries. Senegal, the health officials there say that they have no new infections after 42 days. They dealt with this thing in a much more positive way or a stronger way than what's been done in these other countries. It's a West African nation that had the problem early on. The World Health Organization, Ken, recommended to health officials there that the country more or less be shut down. They had a lot of instruction. They followed a number of important medical protocols. The capital city was in a fortunate position to respond since it was the home of a very important institute, a research institute, and it had a lot of advanced medical laboratories there. So that seems to be the bottom line. Well, what about what we're doing here to you shut everything down and you come up with a vaccine or something and make it the number one priority. Screw everything else.
Well, let's talk about where we are with the vaccine. The best estimates are that we're at least 2 years away from a vaccine. Remember, we've been working on an AIDS vaccine ever since AIDS became an issue back in 1980. We still don't have an AIDS vaccine. So it would be great to have a vaccine, but the best estimates, the scientists that I talked to, the earliest it'll be 2 years. They're in preliminary testing. Walter Reed, they started some phase one testing this week, but again, it's a ways out. Also, there's no proven effective safe treatment for this. Everything's experimental right now, and if you talk to the scientists who know and they're honest, that's what we know. There's no safe and proven effective treatment for this. Everything's experimental. Michael Osterholm, he's an outspoken University of Minnesota epidemiologist, brilliant guy, this week criticized the overconfidence coming from U.S. public health experts, saying they should be more upfront about the unknowns and uncertainties. What he said was, let's acknowledge one thing. We're making this up as we go, and that's not a bad thing in public health. This is an established gentleman at the University of Minnesota, felt to be an expert in epidemiology.
Mm-hmm. All right, 888-553-7536 is the direct connection here. So let's get at your calls, comments, questions about your own health and well-being and the Ebola situation. If you have a question or a comment, we certainly will deal with it that way as well. Meanwhile, something a little more simplistic, a little more, I guess, bottom line oriented. All the letters that are coming from people all over the country who have used Provia. Provia is a natural way to cleanse the pores in your scalp and to allow the follicles, the hair follicles that are there, to emerge. So how's that work?
Well, lightening it up and getting a little happier here. It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she tells us that my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back.
All right, here's how you get Provia. 800-543-5817. 800-543-5817, saying goodbye to the wispy hairs blowing in the wind and hello to fuller, healthier hair. 800-543-5817. If Dr. Ken didn't think it was worth recommending, he wouldn't recommend it. So use Dr. Ken's name when you call to order and expedite getting your hair back. 800-543-5817.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, awaiting your calls. I'd love to help you get to the next step in your health care. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. I've been in health care over 30 years. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, went to the University of Pennsylvania, MD, PhD, believe it or not, two Ivy League medical degrees, and I'm still saying. And then I went to the Duke University, did an internship and medical residency, and then went out to the University of California in San Francisco. I'd love to help you. you. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in America. If you've been to the doctor, you have questions about yourself, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents, 1-888-553-7536. And of course, I'd love to hear your comments about Ebola.
All right, 21 after the hour, 888-55 Dr. Ken on the Weekend Good Day Health Program.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's 23 after the hour, the Good Day Medical Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every weekend for 2 hours of explanation, answering questions, being on top of the issues, medical issues. 888-553-7536. Mary, listening in Appleton, Wisconsin, has a question for, I guess, a general sort of all-around question. Mary, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi. My concern is with them shipping over so many of our military people who are not medical experts. I'm not sure what it is they're doing over there, why they're over there, and my big concern is them being shipped back and, frankly, wiping out our military community. I have a couple friends in the Army. No, they aren't going over there, but...
It's the Marines that are going. There are no Army personnel going. It's Marines.
Okay. Well, the...
And it's National Guard going also.
Yeah. I mean, these are not people that are...
Exactly. Mary, I was wondering the same thing this week. I don't understand the logic. These are people who are not trained. We don't understand the transmission of this disease. They're not trained. They criticize the nurses. The CDC criticized initially the nurses in Dallas because they didn't follow protocol. Nurses are better trained than the military for dealing with this, and now we're going to put the military in harm's way. I don't understand it. I mean, we should be helping. We should be at the front helping, uniting the world to help this area, but we should be training the people how to do this. And I want to know, when did the military get this kind of training?
Absolutely. I mean, if nurses aren't following the protocol,
Well, apparently, the nurses, Ken was saying earlier that the nurses did follow the protocol, did do what they were told to do, and they still got. Give us a little more on that, Ken, will you?
Well, the CDC guidelines up to the moment involved wearing full covers of gloves, being covered with face masks. And eye shields and gowns, and even with the coverings that were recommended by the CDC at that time, we have two nurses who have come down with Ebola. And in fact, one of the nurses was thought to be so low risk, and she still got it. And the truth is, no one yet knows how these two nurses got Ebola. No one knows how the NBC cameraman that was over there filming got Ebola. No one knows how the Spanish nurse got Ebola. These are very concerning things. And I'm not trying to alarm, but I think until we understand the transmission of this virus, if it has changed, that we be very cautious and we not put people in harm's way who don't have the training. And obviously, the guidelines that were used in Dallas were not adequate. We need to get into even more containment, the kind of containment that's being used at Emory and in Nebraska and at the NIH, which is a much higher level of protection. And these kinds of facilities are rare. These people have extensive training, but the people going over there don't have this kind of training. Should they get it? Yes, but they shouldn't be put in harm's way until they have the training. It's just so obvious, and I don't understand the logic here.
Either I don't know what if they're building buildings, hospitals, clinics, whatever. Is there no reason that we could not have the people that are already over there? Surely there are groups, qualified builders over there.
No, there aren't. That's the problem. They don't have that's how the foreign aid system. I know something actually quite a bit about the foreign aid. I was close to a lot of people that were in the Secretary of State's department. The Agency for International Development goes into areas, hires non-governmental organizations, agencies, puts these things together in areas where they just don't exist. So your question is well taken, well noted, Mary. It is the right question. One of the right questions, anyway. 888-553-7536. What treatment, what do we do in our country to ward it off? I have some ideas that lean heavily toward immune gut systems working properly. We'll get to those in the next half hour. 28 after now on the Good Day Health Program.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your family's health. Toby Amador, registered dietitian and mother of three, shares her tips and ideas for healthier meals, snacks, and drinks. Toby, how do families jumpstart good nutrition?
I'm working with these brands today to show families how to eat healthier. Disney branded apples make great healthy snacks and are fun and easy to include in recipes. Disney Foodles by Crunch Pack are nutritious snacks in fun Mickey-shaped trays. And Disney branded bagged apples by Sage feature Marvel superheroes and even Frozen characters. For another healthy kids snack, try Bolt House Farms Kids Fruit Tubes. These fun-to-eat tubes are filled with real fruit puree blends. There's no high-fructose corn syrup or preservatives. Their kids line also includes delicious smoothies and veggie snackers. You can find these in the produce section.
What's a healthy drink alternative?
Well, families don't have to give up the fizz. The SodaStream Play home carbonation system allows you to create and enjoy a refreshing sparkling water without all the sugar and calories. Also, SodaStream Natural sparkling water flavors are all natural with no artificial sweeteners, colors, preservatives, or high fructose corn syrup.
What's blendability?
Blendability allows you to add an extra serving of vegetables to your plate while increasing the nutrients, enhancing the flavor of a meal, and extending the portions. Try blending a 50-50 ratio of finely chopped mushrooms with finely ground meat in family meals like burgers, tacos, and meatloaf. Mushrooms are great because they're low in calories and fat and cholesterol-free and brimming with nutrients.
Thanks, Toby. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At the hour now, your calls at 888-553-7536. We're discussing the truth about the Ebola situation. Hard to find out what the truth really is. Hard to get away from the politics of all of this. One of the things that seems laughable, however, is the Ebola travel ban. The people in the government say that it would do more harm than good because it would isolate impoverished peoples. Travel ban going in from healthcare workers? No. Travel ban for people in the country getting out? Yes. What kind of imbecilic, stupid thinking doesn't understand you don't let people out of the country, period?
Why are people from the administration advocating so strongly not to put in a travel ban? Someone explain that to me. Why are they doing this?
It's hard. Yeah, it's just impossible to figure out. All right, back to calls, questions, concerns about Ebola and your health issues as well. 888-553-7536. Here's John in Macon, Georgia. You can go ahead now, John. Questions and comments for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir.
I was wondering, Dr. Ken, if you know what treatment they're giving to the Ebola patients in the hospitals. Are they doing antivirals? Are they doing the blood transfusions from previous survivors? What seems to be working?
Great question, John. And this is a whole area where we're learning. This is the practice of medicine. This is the research of medicine, because there is no established, safe, and effective treatment for this virus, for Ebola. So we're learning. What is being experimented with, what seems to be a potentially hopeful way, is to take the blood of survivors, because their blood does have in it antibodies to the virus, and if you do a transfusion of blood from a survivor, there seems to be some effectiveness. But again, there hasn't been any controlled long-term study to follow up on this, but this is being tried. There are also some drugs out there that are being used experimentally, but we don't know the long-term safety of any of these drugs. So anybody that gets one of these drugs is clearly involved in a research study.
What's the alternative? It's better than just dying.
Well, that is correct. But
what you're saying about the fellow who, the first doctor that got treated, and he's been doing blood transfusion, he did a couple of them, in the last week or so, didn't he, to people who had it?
He's given his blood to anyone. He has A blood, and you have to be compatible. And he's been very generous with his blood to anyone here in America who has the same blood type. The gentleman who came in from Liberia was not a compatible match. That's why he didn't get any blood. But again, the point is that we don't have a proven, safe, and effective treatment. That's why we have to be utterly careful and prudent about how we approach this, and that is why I'm not happy with the way we're approaching this.
All right. 888-553-7536. Let's have Luann, who is in the Florida Keys, have a conversation now with Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, doctor. I'm calling about my husband, who is 70, and for the past possible 4 months, he is having what he is describing, a pain or a burning sensation. He calls it in his neck, but it's on the right side of his neck towards his throat. He has seen his cardiologist about it. He has talked to his internist about it, and his internist sent him to, I forget the type of doctor, but where they did the scope down the throat, and they can't come up with anything that's causing it, and it happens to him with light exertion, say even picking up a few branches around the yard or taking a brisk walk, and then it just goes away.
So he has exertional tightness around his throat.
And it's a burning sensation as well.
And this is why a cardiologist might get involved, because this may be an atypical presentation for inadequate blood flow to the heart. So you mentioned the cardiologist in the background, and they excluded that possibility, I hope. They've determined that his circulation to his heart is more than adequate?
Yes.
How did they do that?
They gave him the nuclear stress test and some other type of workup they did on him.
And that was okay. Remember, the nuclear stress test, 10% of the time, is falsely negative. That means 1 in 10 times it can say there's no problem, and there is a problem. So if this continues, you need to look at the circulation. That is, do a CTA of the coronaries would be my best recommendation. The other choice is a heart catheterization if you can't come up with a cause here. But is he having any difficulty breathing or difficulty swallowing?
He does have an occasional problem with swallowing, yes.
And has he been to the throat doctor and they looked down and there's no obstruction?
That is correct.
Okay. So they've looked at his airways, they've looked at his feeding tube, and all of that is functioning well?
Yes.
Has he had a fever?
No.
Been hoarse or any pus from the throat?
Nope.
Blood in the saliva?
Nothing.
And no skin rash or anything like that?
With regard to skin rash, prior to this, he had had shingles.
Okay, but that's gone right now.
But it's gone, yeah.
Okay, well, this is concerning because you don't have an obvious diagnosis. I would be concerned if it's exertional, it's a false negative stress test. I would recommend a CTA of the coronaries. This is a CAT scan, which the 64 slice CTA of the coronaries, and I would do this yesterday. Doug has had this. I have had it for peace of mind. Both of ours look good, and if you can hold your breath for 6 seconds in less than an hour, you can look at the coronaries. I would do this yesterday.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. So this is something he'll contact his cardiologist.
And make sure he has a boring weekend. You know, you don't want to run a motor without oil until you're sure it has plenty of oil.
Gotcha. Appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Let us know what happens. Bye-bye.
888-553-7536. Back to Georgia and Jerry with another medical question. Go ahead, Jerry. Dr. Ken would be happy to help you out.
Dr. Ken, I had a CT scan for other reasons, and they saw a gallbladder with a lot of gallstones and a calcification or porcelainized gallbladder. Soon to have it out. What are the implications of that? I mean, I see some cancer risk online, but so what do you think?
Well, no symptoms. I'm sorry?
I have no symptoms. I didn't know I had it.
Okay. And why were they doing a CAT scan?
Well, I had blood in the urine, so I have a kidney stone.
Okay. And they're going to take it out?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a good idea, and I would just want to make sure, hopefully it's everything's benign, but, you know, I'd want to make sure they do a good checking out of the organs around it, make sure that there's no evidence of any kidney issues, liver issues, adrenal issues, and did the CT scan show any other problems in any of the other organs? Because that's the reassurance. I think if you had good imaging in that area, you can get some peace of mind that you're not dealing with cancers in those areas. And you've probably been looking around the internet, and you can see the association with these other cancers in other organs. That's why you're calling, Jerry, right?
Right. Well, I was specifically looking at the malignancy risk for the calcified gallbladder. The doctor said 20%, but I see a big range. The other things it saw in there, besides the kidney stone, was an 8-millimeter cyst on the kidney and a hiatal hernia where my stomach is almost totally above the diaphragm. And they went in and did an endoscopy and saw nothing unusual. At birth, I had a 2 months premature. I had a pulmonary stenosis, and we saw that scar. He thought that was probably helping some adhesions to keep the things in place. So I feel sort of freaky, but that's the import of all the things they saw. It's the total of it.
I think the best study on this calcified gallbladder and its associated risk with an increased risk of gallbladder cancer, there was a study in Surgery 2001, and it actually concluded that it was much lower than was previously estimated. And let me give you some reassurance. I hope it turns out to be okay, but I think it's a little less common than we originally thought. So I think the odds are in your favor, and let's hope that everything turns out well, Jerry.
Thank you. Since I had no pain, no nothing, I feel better about it as well.
It's been quoted, you know, the literature, there's various studies from 12 to 61%, and it's very alarming when you see on the internet these 61% reports, but I think this Surgery 2001, published in the journal Surgery, it was really the best study out there, and it just actually showed it's more likely, way towards the lower end of this. So let's hope you're doing okay.
Well, thank you, and I share your concerns about the Ebola situation, and just baffle why they don't stop import, you know, folks coming in. That's just crazy.
We need some common sense.
The will of the American people is being obfuscated by all of this. Ann is another Floridian who wants to talk to Dr. Kenny. Ann, you're up next. Hi.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. My question this morning is, why are we listening to a political appointee when we have a Surgeon General?
Well, I don't believe we do have a Surgeon General.
That's my question. Where is our Surgeon General?
Well, I think the assessment was that the Surgeon General was a political appointment, and that's why he hasn't gotten very far.
There's an acting Surgeon General that hasn't gone through muster. Surgeon General has to be approved by the Senate, yes?
Yes.
Exactly. The Senate has to approve him. And where are we with something like this? Why haven't they moved forward to at least appoint one?
Because the feeling is that the person who was nominated doesn't meet the standards
right.
that we would hope for.
My point is we have no one out there
That's
with any
correct.
Medical
exactly.
knowledge and experience to be leading this.
Exactly.
This
and the czar, exactly. And the czar that was appointed yesterday is a politician and an attorney.
He's another political hack.
All right.
Exactly.
So here's the side that you're going to hear from those who would quarrel with your assessment. And there's probably some meat to this. Although Obama has made probably the worst appointments of any president in recent memory to various positions, even worse than George Bush in terms of political hacksterism and incompetence. But they still have to get him through the Senate. And the Senate ought to, because it's now controlled by Democrats, be able to rubber stamp most of these people. And they can't because they get held up and they'll say the Republicans did it and blame them. Meanwhile, it's like Nero fiddles while Rome burns. It is a crisis in leadership. Perhaps it gets addressed at the ballot box. These people are playing right into the hands, in terms of the common sense of it all, playing right into the hands of the opponents. The Republicans, if they shut up and do nothing between now and Election Day, they win big time because the Democrats, through Obama, and that's the association that they're making, look, he's a Democrat. He is a supporter of the president, and look at what the mess is that they've gotten us into.
What about making a decision what's best for the safety
but that
of Americans?
Matter. That's nonsense. That's
exactly
what,
right.
That's the
why
way that we
nonsense?
Have with common sense. Yeah, we do that. That's not how these people think. That's why we need to have a revolution. Maybe this starts the seeds of a revolution. We
exactly.
need a revolution. In this
wouldn't
country.
You think we'd be making these decisions based on what will secure America? I mean, what's going on?
All right, Ann, thanks for your observations. 888-553-7536. A lot of people are angry as well. They ought to be. Is there an awakening coming? It would be nice to think that there is. It's never too late for an awakening, according to Eric Tolle. If you've ever read his books, The Power of Now is a great book, and this is something that comes out of it. Thinking about how to change things is something we go through, all of us, all the time. I'm going to address what I said before. Dr. Ken and I are talking about how to deal with this potential problem that you may have. Ron Hoffman is associated with my program, Doctor in New York, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Bruce Shanahoff, another doctor in California. All of them agree that the intelligent way to handle this is to make sure your immune system is as strong as it possibly can be. And foods that you eat, supplements that you take, like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, the B vitamins, that sort of thing, selenium, make sure that probiotics, especially if you're on antibiotics, are an important part of what you are taking. There are all kinds of things that enhance your immune system. Echinacea, astragalus, if that's how you pronounce it. One of the things that you can get in the health food store, Ken, now, is colostrum. The first milk, like we have our cows, the calves, first milk that comes out of them is what gives the immune function its get up and go. Same thing with human beings. First breastfeeding is what pours into the baby the things that they need in order to survive health-wise as they begin their lives. So there's that. There's ginseng, all kinds of them. I'm sure you could find a lot of recommendations here and there as well, but it's something for us all to be keeping in mind. The gut, keep your body healthy and strong, your immune system working. It'll ward off problems that may confront you, whether it's the flu, whether it's colds, whether it's other things that, again, the inflammation process is what stirs things up. You got to deal with that sort of thing. So, at any rate, a lot of things that are practically posted all over the place, but doing a lot of research on this is probably a good idea as well. 888-553-7536, the father of research here. Research using stem cell technology brought the folks at Chamonix around to discovering or creating Genucell, which treats the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes. If you've had a summer full of sunshine and fun, maybe the bags have become a little more accentuated because of the skin tan. How do we work with that, Ken?
Let's move to some happier news here. Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you want to do that? Listen to Joanne from Connecticut, one of our listeners. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucell. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results, she says. She says she can't be without it. Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone. That's years off your appearance. Genucell by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucell contains all natural ingredients at clinically proven concentrations for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucell risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
All right, so phone number for Genucell is 800-822-6145. Dial that number now. The deal is great. Mention Dr. Ken. As he said, instant effects. You see the thing combating wrinkles, facial lines without any Botox or surgery coming to work right away or your money back. 800-822-6145. You got nothing to lose except the bags and the puffiness. So it's the best skin care. 800-822-6145. Ask about their skin cream, Essatique 2, when you call 800-822-6145 for that smooth skin look.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 53 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm going to schedule our appointment to do my, I gotta have my due diligence done, Ken, probably the first part of December to go through. It's been actually quite a while since I...
We'll get ready for you.
Yeah, all right. So you can go visit Dr. Ken as well at his clinic staff that's really well-prepared, wonderfully qualified, and very congenial to work at you, with you and thinking about what it is that your needs are. That's really a neat thing for a private clinic to have. That's how private clinics survive. Providing needs and care to people who really understand that they need special treatment, and that's what Ken's all about. The local number is 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken in mid-central Florida. 352-735-1400. You can go online to lakecardiology.com as well. All right, let's have Jack, who's in Wilmington, come up with a good question in terms of Ebola. Jack, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Yes.
Hi, Jack.
Hi there. I know there's a lot of hysteria being whipped up by elements of the federal government on this Ebola, but Ebola has killed no Americans, and it has infected two, possibly four Americans. On the other hand, enterovirus has killed several Americans already. The enterovirus D68 that comes out of Central America, that's killed several Americans. And hundreds of Americans have become infected with enterovirus D68. And so I'm saying, what's going on here? And, you know, one of your callers asked the question, why are they not closing off the borders? Well, you know, this enterovirus came from Central America, the D68, that's his fingerprint. And I think that because Obama brought them here, he's making a big deal out of, because, you know, he's at fault for the enterovirus. He's making a big deal out about this Ebola virus, much, much bigger, and yet it hasn't killed any Americans, whereas entero has. What is more virulent? What is worse? What is more deadly, enterovirus or Ebola virus?
Jack, they're both concerns. And I don't want to compare one versus the other. I want to make sure we have a realistic approach to both. The enterovirus, it's interesting that you brought it up, and I appreciate you doing that. One of my physician colleagues, I won't mention his name, but he's brilliant. I love this guy. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he's absolutely brilliant internist. And he pointed out to me this week a study that has actually discovered that where the migration of these kids from Central America occurred in America, this is where the biggest outbreak is of this deadly enterovirus. So it really does raise some concerns. And this is a bug that, especially to kids who have asthma, can be deadly. And so that is of great concern. If you have a child who has especially asthma, who starts showing signs of worsening breathing, you have to get them to the hospital real quickly. And let's talk about Ebola. I think if you've listened to me for years, you know I'm not an alarmist. But the thing that's different about Ebola is we don't have any effective known treatment for it that's safe and effective. And it has an agreed to at least 60 and maybe 70% fatality. And that is of concern. And the fact that we haven't had deaths throughout America, let's celebrate. But the fact is that the estimate right now from the World Health Organization is just by simple arithmetic, if we don't stop what's going on in Africa, that by the first week of December, we're going to have 10,000 new cases a week. And if that kind of mathematics occurs, you just have to start projecting what the possibilities are if we don't seal the import of travelers from this area into America. Look what happened with just one case in a major hospital in Dallas. The Presby Hospital in Dallas is considered a very good community hospital, Jack. And this is well known, especially as a heart hospital. These are excellent nurses. And all it took was one case of Ebola to put the entire emergency room on divert. That means, in medical language, that they're not taking any more patients by ambulance. So one patient closes off the major facility, one of the five major facilities in one of our major American cities. So this just doesn't take a whole lot to very quickly overwhelm the healthcare system in America, and then all of the rest of us who need healthcare are not going to get it. And that's not an alarmist talking. That's talking from what has already happened.
888-553-7536. Another hour coming up with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good Day Health.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.